page 34.
Oh!
IDA.
Choir singing, didn't you? Amen. Somebody have a testimony this morning? Something you'd like to say for the Lord? Amen. Come right ahead. Pray for him.
I haven't sung this song in a long time. My mother's not here, but I'm singing this for my mother and my grandmother especially. This was her favorite song, and anytime she would hear it, I know she would cry. She loved it so much. She died when I was 3 years old, a single mom, when my grandfather had passed away at the mom's age of six, abusive man. But she was a single mom for so long, and now she's in heaven, and this is for her. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go. Through this voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'm thankful for my mother today and my grandmother and my history, and I'm thankful for all they've done and the picture of strength and resilience and love they are to me.
Thank the Lord for that. Amen. What a blessing. All right, I think John and some of them is going to come and sing for us this morning. John, Chris, and Megan. Appreciate them coming up and being with us this weekend. All right. Somebody may have a testimony while they're getting ready. Something you'd like to say about your mom?
I thank the Lord for a good mother. She put up with me, she had. I praise the Lord that she loved God and she loved her family.
Hey. Amen.
She had a big family. She started, her mother died when she was 9 years old, and she had to take the responsibility of four younger sisters, and her dad was from Roman back in those days. They didn't have a vehicle. He had to walk to work.
Oh, my.
So he was away from home a lot, so she started out as a mother, really, at 9 years old.
Wow.
And, you know, I was just listening this morning to a message, and the preacher was saying what Jesus said over in the book of Mark. He said, those that my father's will, they're my brothers and sisters, and they're my mother. And so that would mean that all to us who are in the family, all godly women, that they're our mother. So thank God for Mother's Day, even though my mother's gone on. I'm thankful that I know so many God people.
Amen. All right. Pray for them as they say.
For making the sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for flowers that bloom, ocean so blue, thank you, Lord. For the sparrow that sings and makes sweet melody, for rivers that flow, the rain and the snow, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank walking up the mountain together, Abraham and his son. Time had come to worship the Lord. The day had just begun. Isaac said, we have the wood, we have have the fire. But where's the sacrifice? Abraham said, son, God will provide. God will.
His promises
provide.
Are true. Every single need he will supply.
God,
protector of my soul. The end, God will provide. There may be a mountain you must climb as God puts you through the test. Questions may run deep. Remember, God knows what is best. There is a plan, a great purpose for your trial. As you give your sacrifice, through it all, be much assured, God will provide.
God,
creator of us all,
will.
His promises are
provide.
True. Every single need he will supply.
God,
protector of my soul, his word will be fulfilled
provide.
In his time and in his way. When it seems you've reached the end, God will provide. When it seems you've reached the end, God will provide.
Good, wasn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Somebody else may have something on your heart this morning.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me. I want to thank the Lord that all my kids got to come in. We had all 7 of them, and most of the in-laws were missing Charity and two littles, but she was out. But I want to thank the Lord for what he's done in our family.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Salvation. He protected me and brought me through so many things until I got saved, because there were times that I could have spent eternity in hell. But I want to thank the Lord for seeing me through some very hard times, and how my kids, you know, we're all thinking, and I thank the Lord for my mom. I wasn't raised in a saved home, but I knew I was loved. But I thank the Lord my children, and then
yes,
you know, they kept me. Sometimes they helped me go through some things, and I thank the Lord for everything he's done for me.
Hey.
And I thank the Lord for examples in the church we have here, some godly ladies that are examples to me. I didn't get saved until later 20s, and but were raised in church, and I, you know, then I wasn't under good teaching for a long time. But I thank the Lord for the ladies in here, whether your moms physically or just moms to people and taking them under their wings, or, you know, that the Lord has used you to be in the life of somebody else.
Yeah.
And be that example to somebody else. You know, a couple of my kids had lost their physical mom, and God saw fit to put me in their life, and I thank the Lord for that.
Hey.
And I know, you know, everybody can have their story, but I thank the Lord, because no matter what, it's Him.
Yeah.
No matter what, it's Him. I wasn't a good mom until I got saved. I didn't know what love was until I got saved. I didn't know what sacrifice. And I think I still know fully what sacrifice is.
Mm.
But I thank the Lord for everything He's done for me.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for this mm-hmm. church and for the examples in here that I have to look to, you know, for a lot of things. But I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful for everything.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. Someone else. Amen. Amen. Bless your heart. Amen. Someone else.
Here today.
Amen.
And I can't praise Him and thank Him enough for all that He's done for me.
Amen.
And He's blessed me with.
Amen. Amen. Someone else?
Thank God for saving my soul and everything He's done for me. Thank God for my godly mom and the godly grandmother.
Yes.
I know she's not here, but I know she's in heaven, but thank God for letting her be my grandmother and all other moms that isn't blood related, but been that is a mom like figure to me. I just thank God for that.
Amen. 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 Someone else. Don't leave today saying, I wish I'd have said something. You've got that opportunity right now. Anybody? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Experience or see that.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. Someone else?
When they were young and they grew up, but the Lord passed by their way and saved them. And I'm thankful that because of Him saving them, that I had the opportunity and the honor and the privilege of being raised in a Christian godly family. And I'm thankful that because of that, the Lord saving my mom and saving me at a young age, that I can bring my kids up in the house of the Lord and raise them for Him. And I'm thankful for that because, you know, Lord can just pass by our way and got nothing less, you know, nothing more of me. But I'm thankful that He chose to save me and that He gave me an opportunity to be one of His own. All that He's done, I'm thankful for my mother-in-law. Talking to somebody the other day, and I was just telling them how thankful I was to have such a wonderful mother-in-law because they're very, very hard to come by. But I'm thankful that she's a godly example that's set before me.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank God. Someone else? Anybody? Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Someone else? Well, thank the Lord for, again, all you mothers and grandmothers. I thank God for my wife being the mother of our children, raising them. And Brother Mike mentioned his daughter. My daughter's daughters-in-laws has given me a lot of grandchildren. And I'm telling you, I love each and every one of them little old things. But and it wouldn't be possible without them having a mother at Barrelton and birthed them, and that does love them. And it's such a blessing. A lot of different people go through life in different situations. Our children knew what it was for several years to not be able to celebrate a Father's Day or a Mother's Day the way other kids were celebrating. And God gave me a good wife to take on that mantle, because it's one thing I learned years ago. I could not be a mother to my children. You just can't. And neither can a woman be a father to her children. And what a blessing that is, that God intervenes in people's lives. And
and just does so many miracles, so many things that we sometimes take lightly. But it's huge for me. It's huge for me. It really is. And I don't mean to sound overboard when I say that, but you know, I know what Angela had you know, had taken on. We had 7 kids all together, and raising them and educating them and train them. And I thought I knew what training up a child was, and didn't until I married Angela. And God let me see what it was to truly train. There's a difference in raising one and training one. There's a big difference. And you moms know that. I'm not telling you anything. You know the things that you have to over and over again iterate in their life, and you know, the grooming, and you know how you're molding their lives. You are molding their lives in the direction that they're going in. And you know, as a father, us fathers, we, you know, have promises like, you know, our quiver being full, as like a quiver full of arrows, and you put those children in the direction like an arrow that you want them to go. But it's over and over again, you can see that it's the mother that is really training. And the Bible says that they are the keepers of their home. And when you think about what it is to be a keeper, we don't use that kind of language anymore. The language of castles and keeps, but it is a strong guard. It is the eye of the home.
Right.
That's what it is to keep the home, to the protection of the home, to keep out all the bad and not let the evil in.
Right.
Bring in the good and nourish. And all of those things. I have so many scripture that I was thinking about this morning. And again, I've already shared it with you. The biggest thing that had been on my mind this morning is, you know, knowing that in all that I could see in the scripture, I'm never going to, I mean, I could see and know what it is to be a Christian. God saved me,
right.
And I've experienced that, and I understand it, and I live it. But this subject of a mother is something that is just, it's over my head. And I know I thank God for them. I thank God for the examples that we have in Scripture. I thought a lot about Moses' mother, Jochebed. She's first mentioned just as a woman that Amram had married. But then her name is given in Exodus chapter number 6. And you think about the love that she had. She had Miriam, no doubt, was already born, and then Aaron, but then Moses was born, and there was a decree to kill all of the newborn Hebrew males. And all that she, no doubt, went through, her name means Yahweh is glory. There's no doubt in my mind that Jochebed was a woman of faith. She made it in the book of Hebrews. as a woman of faith. Her great faith, that's where the people that were mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 was because of their great faith. There were many that weren't mentioned that had great faith, but she was worthy of mention by that man by the name of the Apostle Paul. She was a praying mother. She was a protective mother, a daughter of Levi.
Yeah.
You think about what it was just to be a daughter of Levi and to be raised in that priestly home. A godly home, a separated home.
Right.
Her whole family, all of them, were separated for the work of God, just specifically for the work of God, the males. And so the kind of life that Jochebed had put her in her faith with God to continue the way that it did. She had that great faith to protect Moses. She wasn't going to let him die. She wasn't going to let the Egyptians have him. And the Bible says in Exodus chapter number 2, and there went a man of the house of Levi and took a wife of a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived. That's her. A daughter of Levi, the woman conceived and bare a son, and she saw him that he was a goodly child. She hid him 3 months. She saw in Moses. Listen, every mother in the right mind loves their child. But she saw him as a goodly child. There's something about that. She knew that there was purpose in the life of Moses.
Right.
Great, godly purpose.
Right.
We get that word good is, they say, is near godly, to be good. And she saw that he was a goodly child. She hid him 3 months. Hid him. At the expense of her own life, she hid him. I mean, she this mother, she would have laid her life down for her children. I don't know personally any women that wouldn't lay their life down for their children. There may be some out here in the world, but I don't know of any personally that wouldn't lay their life down for their children. Give their life for their children. And in a great sense, mothers do give their lives for their children.
Amen.
They give their lives for their children. They stop being anything that else that they may have wanted to be or wanted to do to be the mother to their children. I want to say this, by the way, that's not a step down. That's a huge step up. It's the most worthy thing that a woman could do is to be that keeper of the home, that mother of her children.
Right.
To raise their children, to protect, to hide. God wants you, like her, to hide your children from the world.
Right. Yeah.
Don't push them out into the world. Don't give them up to the world.
Right.
Hide them from the world.
Amen.
You're not going to hurt them hiding them.
Right.
I promise you that. She hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, that comes to that age that she could no longer hide him. And there comes a day and a time in a mother's life, the children, there's no way that you can hide them from everything. What do we do then? Give them over? No, you don't give them over. That's when hard training steps in. hard choices step in. Difficult choices. Don't you know it was one of the most difficult things to put her baby in the Nile River? Even, I mean, thinking that this ark that she had, the Bible said that she had took in the book of Hebrews, I believe, she took. She went and she gathered everything she needed from that sea to make that ark. She took the things that God had given around her. She took it, made that ark. Pitched it within and without with the pitch, just like the ark that Noah had built. But still, can you imagine putting that little baby in one of those things, shoving him out in the water amongst the flags, knowing there's alligators there. I mean, man, that place is full of alligators. Sharks, freshwater sharks. It's, just the fact, even if all that wasn't, just the fact that it's in water. I mean, who wants to leave their baby down there by itself in the water? That was a hard choice. But better that than death. Better that and to have faith and trust God with her life than to give him over to the world. She made the hard choices. Hard choices for mother. Listen, is when a child starts getting up in age and sees the things in the world and wonders why they can't be like everybody else. And then it's up to you. What are you going to do? Are you going to let them be like everyone else? Are you going to train them differently? Are you going to keep them for God? There's a woman by the name of Hannah. She made that decision real early in little Samuel's life. She immediately gave him to the Lord all the days of his life.
Amen.
To give them to the Lord. You're not going to hurt them giving them to the Lord. Give your children to the Lord. It's the greatest thing that you can do is give them to the Lord. And give the Lord to them. Amen. You think about how all the different mothers, Bathsheba, she raised her son to be king of Israel. That's what she was raising when she raised Solomon. She was raising a king. Raising him to be king. Giving him wisdom. I mean, where do you think, listen, God gave him the wisdom that he gave him. But a lot of that wisdom came through his mother and his father. Instruction that he said out of his own mouth. Ruth, the heritage that was lost in her family, she restored that heritage for Obed. When you think about that, I mean, he could have wound up down there in Moab. But she brought him back, come back to a place where Obed could be in Bethlehem, Judah. The Shunammite woman was a woman that had faith, just like Jochebed. In deep despair, she believed. Her son was dying and then dead, but had faith to believe. But I love this story of Jochebed. I love to think about this mother and how that God had blessed her life in the midst of all that sacrifice that she made. All of the hard decisions that she had to make.
Hey.
I mean, have to make. Listen, there's times, men, we are supposed to be the head of our home and the decision maker. But there are times mothers have to make decisions, hard decisions. Apart from that, a lot of times we put upon them those hard decisions.
Right.
And we shouldn't. We shouldn't. I don't believe that it was just Jochebed. It was by faith. By faith, her parents, both of them had a part in this. But she is more mentioned. She was more involved because she was there raising him. And even when she thought she had to give him up, put him in the Red Sea, put him among the flags, God intervened. Let that young princess see Moses there. No, she knew it was a Hebrew child. And called, and didn't know it, called for the very mother of the child to nurse the child and to raise the child. And she got paid to raise her own child. What about that? God blessed her to raise her own child. We know that story. What protection and faith that Jochebed had to believe. You think about Elizabeth preparing John the Baptist to be the preparer of the Lord. Read her words as she prayed and cried out. She was a woman that was preparing for days to come. Preparing for days ahead. We read in the New Testament about Eunice, Timothy's mother. And she was praised for being the mother that she was. Praised for being the mother. Listen, there's nothing wrong with thanking God for a mother, a good mother, a godly mother. Brother Carl mentioned that about knowing a godly mother and godly women. There's nothing greater on the earth for women to be than to be godly. To be that example.
Hey.
To be that Bible example that God said. You know, I mean, he takes so much time, God does, in his word.
Yeah.
To help the woman, to nourish the woman, to teach the woman what it is that God wants to bring the most glory out of her life. How to adorn. Everything. Her very spirit to be, how to be shame-faced. To be bashful and reverence. To be sober, to have self-control. To have soundness of mind. Everything about you should project godliness. That's what God wants from your life. He says, there is something in woman that if she will do these things, that she will profess godliness. She will be a walking testimony of godliness, of holiness, of righteousness. Everything about her. To be of good behavior. To be a person that has their life in proper order. God speaks about all these things in the scripture for the woman, for the mother. Why? Because she is such an example to her children and even to her husband.
They look upon. They gaze. Our children do. And men, we should teach them to honor their mother. I have actually, honestly, I have known a couple of men in my life that taught their little boys actually to smart off and talk back to their mother. That's the way you talk to a female. How unguided that is. How ungodly that is. Nothing right or scriptural or biblical about that. Teach them to to honor them, adore them, to lift them up in their mind and in their heart. Their days will be long if they do. They surely will. That's a promise from God. The woman conceived and bare a son. The ability for a woman to be able to conceive. And not only conceive, but to bear. And then to deliver. Is amazing to me. It's a miracle. Giving life. It's one of the greatest pictures of the way God gives life. Are you listening to me? What is bore upon him? What is received upon him, taken upon him? The only one that can give life. The life giver. That's the quality of every mother. She is the life giver. The giver of life. That's no small feat. That's no small feat. The giver of life. The one, the mother. The Eve. Adam called her Eve because she was the mother of all living. In one place, I forget where it is, Brother Mike. I can't remember if it was Sarah or which one, but they told him, said, you're going to be the mother of millions. Thousands of thousands. The mother of many nations. You know, you go back. Let's go back 1,000 years and all of our family. All of us. We don't even know who those people are. But from generation to generation, we've had parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-great-grandparents and great-great-great-grandparents. Way back to some young lady. Because she married some. And here you and I are, and we don't even know them, but if they knew the Lord, we're going to know them. We've got family all because of those mothers that gave life. Kept giving life and kept giving life and kept giving life. I thank God for the life giver that the mother is. I thank God for the life that she not only gave, but that she kept. She kept Moses. When she hit him, she kept him. She was keeping him. She exercised her faith. That in its, listen,
to exercise your faith in the raising and the keeping of your children is key. You've got to have faith. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It takes faith to raise children. It takes a lot of faith. How to keep them from harm. How are you going to feed them and clothe them and train them, educate them, lead them? All the things that God, and I know there's just a list longer than I've got a piece of paper that women do, mothers do. Mothers do. Miriam was the one, I believe, that said, "Shall I go call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for thee?" See, that Pharaoh's daughter couldn't do that. A mother's body is the life giver to that child. They change in ways that that child can be nourished, and Pharaoh's daughter couldn't do that. But Moses' mother could do that. She could do that. Some of the other Hebrew women that they would have called were mothers, nursing mothers. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee wages." And the woman, still, here she is in this chapter. She's just the woman. It's the most important woman in this chapter. The most important woman in Moses' life at this instant. More than his sister, more than Pharaoh's daughter. The most important woman in his life. When you can see your mother that way, the most important woman in my life. Children, they are. They're the most important woman in your life. The woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter. And he became her son, and she called his name Moses, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Now, don't you know how hard it was? Listen, this was a special case. She had to eventually bring him back. The pain, I can't even imagine the pain of this mother having to give her child back. And there's a lot of mothers experience that kind of pain. They have their child and then they have to give it back. And only they will understand that pain. But it's the same faith that she used every step of the way that no doubt kept her. Knowing that she kept him. Knowing that she did all she could do for him. A mother does all she can do for her children. This was literally everything she could do for him. There was nothing more that she could do for him. Many of these other mothers that I mentioned that went through seemingly impossible situations for their children. That's shows the character, the great character of a mother, to go through the impossible situations that they go through for their children. What a blessing. What an amazing thing. Thank God for mothers today.
Amen.
Amen. I know you do. Love you, mother.